Jonathan Welsh is Marketing and Development Manager with Care Resource, and he's here to talk about their event, the White Party in Miami, that takes place November 25th to the 30th. Hi, Jonathan.
Hi, very happy to be here today. Thank you for the invitation.
Tell us about Care Resource.
We are a fully qualified health center. We have offices throughout South Florida, Broward, Miami Beach, downtown Miami, and Little Havana. We provide pediatric care, primary care, dental care. We are essentially the medical home for all those most in need here in South Florida. In addition, we built the infrastructure for HIV awareness, testing, prevention, and we're very proud of that.
How did Care Resource get involved with the White Party in Miami?
Well, it's very interesting. It's a long, rich history. Back in the mid-1980s, there was this epidemic that was killing off our brothers and sisters and friends and family, and there was a group of people who came together who said, you know what, something has to be done. We have to combat this. We have to raise money. We have to do something about this. What can we do? And so somebody was like, well, how about we just have a party where everybody is dressed in white, because white is non-combative, it's non-political, and how about all of us bring a little something? You can bring some oranges, you can bring some alcohol, you can bring some fruit, you can bring some whatever. So everybody kind of came together for a party that was essentially the seed money, you know, for what is Care Resource. But after this party was over, it kind of built upon itself every year after that, and then it got bigger and bigger, and this year it's going to be on a yacht, the Grand Floridian Yacht, and we're very excited about it.
Tell us a little bit about the men's and women events that are going to be taking place.
Well, what's great about White Party is that it has grown into a whole week of parties, starting on November 25th and ending on Monday, November 30th. The parties are all kind of diverse. You know, we have a pool party, we have a party out at the Club Bilo. We want to reach that Latino community. That's very important. You know, we have club parties, nighttime parties at the nightclubs in South Beach. We have the Muscle Beach party over on 12th Street. But we also have the Women's White Party, too, which is over at Nikki Beach. And basically, it's indicative that people are all coming together for a cause that's important. And it brings a lot of tourists, and it's something really great for one to do during the Thanksgiving weekend. Partying for a cause.
What would you like to accomplish with this event?
I would like to use this opportunity to further promote the rich diversity of programs and services that Care Resource provides. People oftentimes think that Care Resource, you know, that all we do is HIV/AIDS, because you know, we've been doing it for so long, and we've been dealing with it, you know, so well. But as the HIV epidemic has changed and evolved, so has Care Resource. And we've expanded and do so much more now. And I just want this to be an opportunity to kind of showcase our rich array of programs and services so people know that, hey, wow, Care Resource is more than just HIV/AIDS. You know, wow, you know, they have a pediatrician. Wow, they are an LGBT medical center of excellence. Wow, they specialize in transgender health services. I like to use this kind of like as my Trojan horse, my way to kind of reach the LGBT community, to let them know that Care Resource is so much more and that we're here for them.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
I believe that civil rights, it's a human right. It doesn't matter, I think, if you're within the spectrum of LGBT. We're all humans on this planet, and everybody is worthy of respect. Everybody is worthy of dignity, and there should be no barriers to that. For me, personally, you know, I try to be involved, you know, locally with SAVE. They're a great advocacy group here in South Florida. I try to support candidates that are LGBT friendly. We try to support health issues that are LGBT friendly. Care Resource was in support of marriage equality. Care Resource is proud of their commitment to servicing the LGBT community. We are, again, an LGBT center of medical excellence. I believe that everybody, no matter if they're white, black, gay, or straight, is worthy of, you know, human dignity.
would you like to see happen for LGBT equality in the next few years?
I think that I'm very proud of the community for what we've done regarding marriage equality. It was a long battle, it was a hard battle, but we stayed committed and so much was done. Now we have an opportunity to focus on other issues in the LGBT community, like transgender issues. The transgender issues are huge here in South Florida. When it comes to employment, when it comes to health, when it comes to a whole array of issues, and this is an opportunity for us to really focus on that group, because the LGBT community, it's different groups coming together for a united purpose. And so maybe for too long, the T, the transgender issues, under the umbrella of LGBT, perhaps took a back seat for a while. So this is an opportunity now to kind of focus on those issues and do some good for that community as well.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
I would say success is the best revenge. In high school, you know, I was bullied. I was slammed up against my locker. You know, I was picked on, but you know what? I was class president. You know what? I got to a good school. The bullying that I received only made me stronger, and it's nothing like going back to your class reunion being the most successful one in the room. So stay strong, stay hopeful, just be the best that you can be, get good grades, and later on in life, it'll be all worth it because, again, success and just being yourself is best revenge.
How can people get information about the White Party in Miami?
Go on to whiteparty.org, and on there it has all the parties laid out, the dates, the times, the prices, the locations, the news, and also has information about Care Resource and how to become a sponsor, how to get involved, and how to volunteer, and it has all the DJs, whiteparty.org. But also one can go on to our Facebook page, Facebook/whiteparty, and we are also on Twitter.
What other projects are you working on?
Right now at Care Resource, last month it was Breast Cancer Awareness Month. This month it's Transgender Health and Awareness Month. We just had a pediatric open house, and now our marketing plan for the next year, because again, we have offices spread around South Florida, and every office has its own set of programs and services, its own set of doctors, and every one of those doctors have services have to be showcased somehow, either through billboards or articles or the radio or something. And so we've been working heavily on that. But at the same time, we've been thinking about our AIDS walk coming up in April next year. We're going to have it again over at the Miami Beach Convention Center and the Miami Beach Botanical Gardens. I'm working on finding a Grand Marshal. It's fun when you can work on White Party, work on promoting Care Resource programs and services, but at the same time, also kind of thinking and planning and getting creative for AIDS Walk next year as well.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
I wish people would ask me, hey, John, what can I do to get involved? And then I would respond to them, of course, obviously, buy a ticket for, you know, the White Party. I would say to them, check out Care Resource, become a new client. We have a really excellent patient portal on our website, careresource.org. I would also tell them to, hey, it's never too early to start your team for AIDS Walk, and just go on to AIDSWalkMiami.org. You know, why not start your team now? One can make that, you know, their New Year's resolution. You know, Christmas is around the corner. Before you know it, it's going to be 2016. Start your team now.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
I would say that it's by Matisse. Creativity takes courage. There's going to be a lot of people out there who give you a lot of pushback when you try to change things. But it takes courage to be different. It takes courage to try new things. So I always remember that. Creativity takes courage.